Honorable Oli, and other members from the opposition party for not creating any drama. And thank you for that. I think what we can start by doing now is just to know each other. I think that's the first thing to know. Who are we? So that next time when we meet, at least we don't know who we are, and we can talk about the program of the committee, and that's it. So who wants to start?
I'm Andis Toyama from Arang SA, and I just want to say congratulations.
Thank you, Lord Mary.
Thank you, Chairperson, newly elected Chairperson from the box. My name is Kakudi Franz Tomingwana, known as Tomingwana, if you like, from the African National Congress. Also, congratulations.
I would say thank you at the end of everybody else.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Ewan Mutega from Economic Freedom Fighters. Congratulations, Chair.
Chair, congratulations on your election to the new seat. I am Tozama Mandashe. I was talking to Honorable Onis this morning, and he asked me, am I related to Gwede? I don't like that question, because I am an activist on my own. I'm not here because I'm a sister to Gwede. I'm here because I'm an activist. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. My name is Amfema Kaba, from the African National Congress. Congratulations on your appointment as chair of the committee. Hopefully, all of us will give you support. Those who were here during the fourth parliament will get new ideas from us. But of course, we'll learn from their experience in the National Assembly. Thank you very much, Chair. Congratulations.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cheryl Fitzcalvick from the African National Congress. I also want to congratulate the Chairperson on her election as the Chair. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Mpho Tongwane from the African National Congress. Congratulations, Chairperson. Thank you.
I am Trevor Galoniwe from the African National Congress. Congratulations, Chair. You've got to have a pile of settlement.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Derek America from the Democratic Alliance. Congratulations, and Chair.
My name is Michael Bagram. I'm brand new here, and I'm pleased to be able to introduce myself. Madam Chair, you've taken a seat which is vital to the future of our country, so well done.
Chairperson is one of my naughty colleagues. My name is Ian Oller. I'm from the Democratic Alliance. I used to serve on the committee many years ago, and I see now the party that brought some of us back to serve again on the committee. Congratulations on your appointment, Chair. I look forward to a very good year with all
And thank you so much to all of you. And I think I must thank my party as well, the African National Congress, for having confided in me to lead this committee. I know it's a deployment. Deployment can be here tomorrow, and the other day I'll be somewhere else. I also want to introduce the committee whip. It is Ms. Feziwe Loliwe. Fezeka Loliwe. Pakamamba bonuses. So from our side, we are ready to work with everybody. When I'm saying our side, I had a short meeting with the whip this morning. We are willing to listen and to be listened to. And a robust discussions does not necessarily mean that we must disrespect each other. You can be assertive and say whatever you want to say, but bear in mind that we are human beings, we are members of parliament, we are not in our ordinary party meetings. We are all new. I'm new, all of us. So we will learn the rules as we go forward. I'm sure by now all members of parliament, none of you were missing the rules. Because now again, when we're in the house, you are reminded of the rules, rule number. And that is what we should have. If we don't have those copies, because that is what is going to guide us in the committees as well. There's a lot of work ahead of us. We all have read the State of the Nation Address, which is, amongst other things, is going to give us the line of march, that certain things that we will have to focus on in that State of the Nation Address. As the committee, we are an important committee. In most cases, people don't understand that. You cannot talk about growing economy and not talk about the Committee of Labour. You cannot talk about growing economy and not talk about the workers, the productive forces. You cannot talk about growing economy or all these other service delivery matters that we are relating to without talking about business and all of us. So we are not going to be spectators. We are going to drive the ship. You must be ready. If you are lazy, you are not going to survive. Because we really have a lot of work to do. We don't count hours when we work. We are not in the, we don't come to work at 9 and leave at a certain time. I know we have members who are staying in the villages. All those things, if we have meetings that go on till 1 o'clock in the morning, there will be arrangements made. Let's go back. I'm sure as parties, I can see there's a huge encourage from the DA. I'm used to Honorable Ollis, only Honorable Ollis. and on his own, I don't want to say anything, but just on his own, we were very good friends. Good friends. I think, comrades, as you bring the skeleton of the program, because I'm sure we can't sit here and start from the beginning and say what is our program going to look like. But the easiest thing is to bring the skeleton. And in that skeleton, we can remove certain things or include certain things, put flesh on what is there, so that we don't stay here for the long hours talking. You know what you want to see in the program. You know what is that we have to do. I believe that you will not just, your party did not just decide that you must come to this committee. There's a reason for all of us why we are deployed in this committee, and our party has confidence in us that we will do what is expected of us by the nation and by the parliament. Before I adjourn the short meeting, I would want to give an opportunity to other parties, anyone who wants to talk, but as the first preference to the opposition parties. If there is anything that you want to say, if there is none, that's also not a problem. Honorable
Madam Chair, if I may be so bold, we've just had a wonderful settlement with the mining groups, and it would be nice if you, as the Chair, could congratulate the parties on that settlement that's happened. It's basically saved our country, and I believe that it's important for us to at least encourage people not to have as long strikes like that, and to congratulate both parties, both the unions and the management, for getting together like that. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable. Any other person? Honourable member?
Thank you, Chair. Again, on Mutega. I wish that we can have productive 5 years. And I'm more concerned about practically going to monitor the compliance in the workplaces, because the laws are there, but it's not there. I spent my 20 years life in the manufacturing industry, and I know what is happening there. Thank you.
Thank you, members. Any other person from the African National Congress? I won't forget your name. I'll forget all the other people's names. I won't forget you. Chairperson, thank you. There isn't much to say, because you said we are in steps to, get you to each other. But I'm confident that as we sit here, we are not going to try and reverse the gains that the country had previously. But we would love to drive the ship forward for the benefit of those people who had voted us to be here. And that there will be harmony and understanding of us all, because as we are here, we are a team that the parliament puts its hopes on. Thank you, Chair.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I was just thinking while I was listening, one of my own concerns, and we just began formally, I think, to get to know each other, but one of my own concerns in South Africa is for the large number of unemployed people that don't have anything. They don't have any form of work. And I think in our deliberations over 5 years, it's one of the things we must keep at the back of our minds. past people every day who are sitting on the sidewalk who don't have anything. And I would very much like to see after 5 years that whatever it was we could do, and I don't have a plan, I don't have solutions, I'm just talking as a concerned member of parliament, that we should acknowledge them, listen to them, think about ways that we can help those unemployed people. I'm concerned about them. We do talk a lot about the workers in this committee, and I think it should be. We must. That's our job. And we talk also about working conditions, which we should. That's our job. But I'd like us in this term of office to just remember those who don't have work. And if there are ways we can help them, I think we should. So I think it's going to be a good 5 years. I think we're going to do important work. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Shalom, for all this. We will take all this. We agree that it's not the normal committee, but we are in a process of knowing each other and just talk anything that you want to say. Because it is our first day, I've seen another commendation coming in, and that you just introduce yourself to the members, which were you and the party you are coming from, or you've done that.
My name is Mumadi Shang from COP. Thank you very much.
Chair, sorry, yeah, I'm used to say chair. There's a lot that has been done by the committees of labor before us, and I'm sure as we go forward or as we plan the future work or areas that we are going to focus on, we'll definitely have to look at what has been done, the achievements and many other things, including the department, because it will not be proper for us to just sit here only, all of us, and just decide this is the program. We need to hear from the department as well what is that they have been doing, and ask questions where we are interested in, so that as we go forward, we take into account what is that has been done. In many areas. We have a number of stakeholders. It will not only be the department. We will deal with the labor movements, we will deal with businesses, we will deal with a number of stakeholders that, as we draft that program, we are going to list them, and the ones that we want them to come as quick as possible for various reasons, we'll get into that when we're dealing with the program. About the strike. I must say congratulations that the workers have gone back to work, because the prolonged strike or strikes affect not only the economy of the country, but the lives of the people as well. I think for now, it's proper just to say that the fact that they have gone back to work, I don't want to go to the details, because definitely the details, whether it's uh, we are coming from different, not only different political backgrounds, but different political ideological framework. And when we see things, if we go to the details of the deal and the unfoldings that took place in Marikana, we are definitely going to go different ways because of the backgrounds that I've mentioned. But I'm sure all of us here who are united in one thing, that the workers finally have gone back to work, and that's a victory. Members, I given everybody an opportunity to talk, and I think for today, we have the support staff. Zola Henka just sit next to me and say nothing because I was about to close the meeting. It's without telling them who you are. You see, you must coach me. I'm here, you know. We have support staff, and I think they will introduce themselves and tell us what areas. I've met some, I have not met some.
Thank you, Chair. I was maybe leaving this part for the next meeting where we sit down with the program, but since you have mentioned that, the Chair, I'm going to just quickly introduce the support staff that is closer to the chairperson at this point in time to the committee as such. I've already introduced myself, so let me start as I am the committee secretary. On my left here, I've got Mr. Sibongi Steady Ngobo. He is the content advisor of this committee. Next to him, we have Ms. Siwe Mkize. She is the committee researcher. And over there, at the back there, that chair, we've got Shamila Pierre, who is the executive secretary to the chairperson. And at the back there, standing, that's our committee assistant, Oshia Ndabe. That's all for now. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Solane, and we also hope that we will have a good working relationship with you. All we need, the same thing that we need, you were here when we were talking to members saying that we need to respect each other. And respect, it goes for both the young and the old. And you will be woken up any time of the day when the members need assistance. More especially the researcher. And now that we will be going for the budget vote, you are going to work 24/7 because we'll be really looking for assistance. And all of you, including the content advisor, I think these are people who were here before us, and I'm sure they'll be able to help us in many things that we need. Things that we've done before in relation to certain issues, content advisor will know, researcher will know, all of them will know. If we need documents, they will know. They can go to the archives or tell us where are the archives, where to go, where to get certain documents, we'll get from them. I don't want to prolong this meeting. The meeting is adjourned. And the next meeting, I'm in the committee, the program. Do you have a meeting on Tuesday? Do we? Okay, we will inform you members as soon as we get the proper program for now. We have a trend.